In September, my parents moved me and my dead sister to Texas. Today, just 1 week after the moving trucks left us here, my parents are going to put our ashes in the ground out in the middle of nowhere. The thought of it makes my stomach churn.
Are you sure you don't want to come with us, Tori? My dad asks as he paces back and forth in front of the couch. My mom stares off into space, her hands clenched in her lap. I'm sure, I say. I went to the funeral, and we all knew how that turned out. Pictures of my grieving face ended up on Instagrams everywhere. There was talk that a camera was even hidden in the huge spray of pink roses. They never found out for sure. Mom seems to want to argue with me, and then just doesn't have the energy. Like she doesn't have the energy to eat dinner or brush out the tangles in her curly blonde hair. She did, however, have the strength to keep going down to that corner at Pearl and 10th Street back in Colorado. My dad found her there, night after night, staring at that little pile of wilting flowers and teddy bears and holding handwritten cards from strangers.
We all need a new start, my dad says now, looking at my mom.
I know that part is about me, too. I can't really blame him. He's trying to fix things. That's what Dad does. That's why we're here in Texas, sitting on a couch the color of dead leaves and talking about putting what's left of my sister in the dirt. Right after the funeral in Colorado, my parents discussed the move to Texas. Well, the truth is, my dad talked about it and my mom just stared at things like forks and lamps. I tried not to get in the way and didn't say anything at all. Even though the thought of moving away from Boulder was another thin layer of sadness pushed down on top of all the grief. I walked up the stairs slowly, unsure of what was waiting for me in Levi's room. Even though the door was open, I knocked on it anyway. He was sitting up in bed, his right leg wrapped up, elevated and with a pack of ice on it. How you feeling? I asked, even though his face gave away his misery.
I can't believe how much I messed this up.
He leaned his head back and closed his eyes. It's going to be okay. I grabbed his desk chair and brought it over to his bedside. You'll get stronger from this.
6 months, at least.
His voice revealed that he could hardly believe it himself. His eyes darted to my side.
What is that?
He gestured at the bag of brownies I had forgotten all about. I was gripping it as if my life depended on it.
Do you want some brownies? They still need to thaw.
I had never felt like a bigger idiot in my life. He laughed.
It's good to know that some things never change.
He winced slightly and I bolted up.
Are you okay? Do you need something? I was so worried that he was going to break on my watch.
No, he looked down at his leg.
Well, I do need a lot. You wouldn't happen to have a spare ACL lying around by any chance?
I was relieved he was making a joke. Not that I found any of this funny, but it was nice he wasn't so far gone that his sense of humor had disappeared.